When Judy Crawford encounters challenging scientific information, her brain translates it to binary, quotient, parallelogram. Genetics can be intimidating to licensed practitioners, and a common response is to ignore this information. What does the MTHFR gene have to do with your clinical practice? Since you are probably not a physician, why should you care? Common MTHFR mutations can contribute to psychological disorders like anxiety and depression. When treatment does not succeed, your patient's physician can order a blood test for elevated homocysteine levels or a non-invasive genetic test. If positive, they can increase folate in their diet and take methylfolate supplements to correct this deficiency. Methylfolate can modestly augment treatment. This post was inspired by stimulating Friday morning chats with Dr. Ron Swatsina, director and chief scientist of the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center. Dr. Swatsina reviews a patient's family history for miscarriages, heart issues, not necessarily a heart attack, or strokes before their 70s due to their statistical association with the MTHFR gene C677T and A1298C polymorphisms. When the family history is positive for any of these disorders, he recommends that the patient purchase a $109 genetic test. Introduction. Genetic variations within our DNA can significantly impact how our bodies function, often in ways that are not immediately visible. One such gene that has recently gained attention is the MTHFR gene or methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. This gene is integral to various bodily functions, particularly those related to brain health and psychological well-being. In this post, we will explore the normal function of the MTHFR gene, the impact of its mutations, the role of genetic testing, dietary interventions, and how these mutations can influence brain activity. The normal function of the MTHFR gene. The MTHFR gene encodes an enzyme that plays a vital role in processing amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. Specifically, the MTHFR enzyme converts homocysteine, a potentially harmful substance, into methionine, an amino acid essential for various bodily functions, including protein synthesis and the production of crucial molecules. Additionally, the MTHFR enzyme is instrumental in converting folate, a type of B vitamin, into its active form. This active form of folate is necessary for DNA synthesis, repair, and the creation of neurotransmitters, chemical messengers that transmit signals in the brain. Under normal circumstances, a properly functioning MTHFR enzyme helps maintain low homocysteine levels. It ensures that folate is active, supporting various essential bodily processes, including brain function. Impact of MTHFR gene mutations. This delicate balance can be disrupted when mutations occur in the MTHFR gene. The two most common mutations in this gene are C677T and A1298C. These mutations can significantly reduce the efficiency of the MTHFR enzyme, leading to various downstream effects. An increase in homocysteine levels is one of the most immediate consequences of a less efficient MTHFR enzyme. Elevated homocysteine is associated with cardiovascular issues, but it can also have a significant impact on brain health. High homocysteine levels are linked to an increased risk of neurodegenerative diseases and cognitive decline, illustrating how disruptions in the MTHFR gene's function can have widespread effects. In addition, when the MTHFR enzyme's activity is compromised, the body struggles to convert folate into its active form. This can lead to a deficiency in active folate, even if dietary intake is sufficient. Folate is critical for the production of neurotransmitters, and a deficiency can result in imbalances that may contribute to various psychological disorders. Research has increasingly explored the connection between MTHFR mutations and psychological conditions, such as depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. These conditions are thought to be linked to the disruptions in neurotransmitter production and homocysteine metabolism caused by MTHFR mutations. Testing for MTHFR mutations. There is disagreement about whether to test for MTHFR variations or measure homocysteine levels. Geneticist Kara Sang, writing for the Cleveland Clinic, argues that homocysteine levels determine our actions, not the MTHFR test results. However, homocysteine tests have several limitations when used to decide on folic acid supplementation. Intra-individual variability, genetic factors, and baseline homocysteine levels complicate the interpretation of these tests. When a physician believes genetic testing is more appropriate, it can detect these mutations using a simple blood test or a cheek swab. The test looks specifically for the presence of the C677T and A1298C mutations. Knowing whether you carry these mutations can help guide lifestyle and dietary choices, and in some cases, medical treatment. The frequency of MTHFR mutations varies across populations. For instance, the C677T mutation is present in approximately 10-15% of Caucasians in its homozygous form, having two copies of the mutation, while up to 50% of the population may carry at least one copy of the mutation, heterozygous. The A1298C mutation is also relatively common, with similar prevalence rates depending on the population group. Dietary changes and methylfolate supplementation. Dietary interventions can significantly manage the associated risks for individuals with MTHFR mutations. Since these mutations impair the body's ability to convert folate into its active form, consuming foods rich in folate, such as leafy greens, legumes, and fortified cereals, becomes essential. However, even with a folate-rich diet, those with MTHFR mutations may still struggle to get enough active folate. Supplementation with methylfolate, the active form of folate, is often recommended to address this. Methylfolate bypasses the need for conversion by the MTHFR enzyme, directly providing the body with the form of folate it needs to support DNA synthesis, neurotransmitter production, and other critical processes. This supplementation can help correct the folate deficiency and reduce homocysteine levels, lowering the risk of associated health problems. Methylfolate may modestly benefit treatment-resistant patients. Methylfolate supplementation has been shown to improve antidepressant response in patients with MDD who have partial or no response to standard antidepressants. Preliminary randomized, controlled trials suggest that methylfolate may be beneficial for reducing symptoms of mania in bipolar disorder. Its effectiveness in bipolar depression has not been evaluated in randomized, controlled trials. Methylfolate has been associated with improvements in negative symptoms of schizophrenia, although its effects on positive and general symptoms are less clear. Summary. The MTHFR gene plays a pivotal role in maintaining overall health, particularly in the brain, by facilitating the conversion of folate into its active form and regulating homocysteine levels. Mutations in this gene, such as C677T and A1298C, can disrupt these processes, leading to an increased risk of psychological disorders and other health issues. Genetic testing is essential for detecting these mutations and can guide effective management strategies, including dietary changes and supplementation with methylfolate. These interventions can help mitigate the negative effects of MTHFR mutations, ensuring that the body maintains sufficient levels of active folate and keeps homocysteine levels in check. Moreover, understanding the potential impact of MTHFR mutations on brain function highlights the importance of personalized approaches to healthcare. Individuals with MTHFR mutations can take proactive steps to protect their mental and physical health by integrating genetic testing, dietary management, and ongoing monitoring of brain activity.